From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Giabili reporting. Turkey's ruling party has claimed victory in a referendum granting broad new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. With preliminary vote tallies completed and celebrations erupting in Istanbul, Erdogan told cheering supporters that the Yes camp had secured 25 million votes, 1.3 million more than those cast by opponents of the sweeping changes. He also said the referendum had ended Turkey's decades-long history of military involvement in government. The yes vote means the Turkish parliament will be largely sidelined. The prime minister and cabinet will be abolished, and ministers will be directly appointed by the president and accountable to him. The president also will set the budget. The United States is calling on regional countries, including Russia and Pakistan, not to support the Taliban in their bid to the war in Afghanistan. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster made the remark Sunday after talks with Afghan leaders on his first trip to Kabul since taking office.
No one should support the Taliban. No one should support armed resistance against the Afghan government and the Afghan people. And so what we would like is all countries in the region to play a productive role, a positive role, and to help the Afghan people rather than to try to perpetuate this very long conflict.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Afghan officials said the discussions focus on bilateral security matters, fighting regional terrorism, and strengthening the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, or ANDSF. McMaster's visit follows calls by U.S. military commanders for adding more troops to the roughly 8,400 American troops already in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is stressing the strength of the American alliance with South Korea during his first trip to the East Asian nation.
This is a challenging time all over the world, but especially here in the Asia Pacific. The opportunity for me to be here today at such a time as this is a privilege for me. But let me assure you, under President Trump's leadership, our resolve has never been stronger. Our commitment to this historic alliance with the courageous people of South Korea has never been stronger. And with your help and with God's help, freedom will ever prevail.
Pence's mission during this trip is to explain to leaders in Japan, Indonesia, Australia, and South Korea about a policy called maximum pressure and engagement aimed at increasing pressure on the North Korean regime. Not much else has been revealed about the new policy. The failed missile launch from North Korea's port city of Sinpo came a day after a massive military parade in the North Korean capital. Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, the day they believe Jesus rose from the dead. Throngs of the faithful showed up at the Vatican's flower-filled St. Peter's Square for Pope Francis' celebration of Easter Sunday Mass. Pope Francis announced how migrants, the poor, and the marginalized are treated. He said they see their human dignity crucified every day through injustice and corruption. Over in Jerusalem, masses of different denominations of both Western and Eastern Christians coexisted in the same holy space. VOA's Robert Berger reports.
Easter dawned in Jerusalem with the sunrise service at the Garden Tomb, where worshipers sang hymns of the resurrection. The setting is biblical. The scriptures say Jesus was buried in a garden, and facing an ancient empty tomb carved into a rock, the congregation proclaimed that the Lord is risen. Pilgrims came from all over the world, including Travis Cullimore from San Francisco in the United States.
Being here where Christ was caused me to strengthen my faith.
The old city was also packed with Jewish pilgrims celebrating the week-long biblical holiday of Passover. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Iraqi forces are accusing Islamic State of using chemical weapons in the fight to fully retake the city of Mosul from IS fighters. An Iraqi military statement says the Islamic State fighters try to block the advance of the Iraqi forces by using chemical weapons. I am Giabili in Washington.
The latest world news from VOA.